Hey everybody! I forgot does that. Hey everybody! Welcome back to the Gootscast with Ashley Martins. Sorry it's been a minute, but we're back. How you doing?
I am doing so well. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing my thing. We watched MODOK this week because that's new on Hulu. It's based on a Marvel supervillain. It's a comedy though. It's an animated comedy. It's about this supervillain who's in charge of his own group or whatever. What did you think?
Interesting. I guess I didn't really know what to expect.
I didn't think it was that funny. It kept trying to be funny.
Yeah, I think they definitely were trying to be funny. To be honest, I was more like focused on being creeped out by the characters the whole time than I was like the story. I felt like so MODOK was definitely creepy, a creepy looking guy with like a huge head.
He's like a giant head with arms and legs. Yeah.
Right, and that he just like was floating around everywhere on his little hover chair thing, and then so he looks like freaking ugly. Same thing with his daughter. No offense, but like the other characters, I kept like thinking we were in those claymation Christmas movies, and I was like, I don't know. I was just like not a fan of like the animation or claymation. I couldn't really tell.
It's like Robot Chicken. You ever watch that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a weird claymation. Also, they use action figures. Like, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, I didn't think it was that funny either. And I think I think they were trying to have him like seem super smart by like also referring to himself in the third person. But I'm like, that also didn't really fly well with me. I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, I think. I'm into the comic books, and I was like, even like this is terrible. Like, so like if I was like this is terrible, what are other people gonna, you know, think of this?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Did you happen to see any like reviews or like know what people are thinking about online?
No, I didn't hear anything. Like people were excited for it to come out, and then like I didn't even know it came out because I didn't hear anything about it. Right. And then I was like, oh well, and then when I watched, I'm like, oh, this is why nobody's talking about this. This isn't very good. They seem to think MODOK is very funny because he has a ton of lines. And a ton, like he, like every time a character says something, he'll like say five jokes in response to that one line, and right. It's like not funny at all. MODOK's not funny at all, but they seem to think he's very funny.
I like just googled it real quick. So MODOK on Rotten Tomatoes scored an 87%.
That's well, maybe what? It's better because that ain't. It's not that, you know.
It is not that good. Okay, so it says 87%, the average tomato meter. And then 65% rating for the average audience score.
65% for the audience. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but I'm like, what? And even like all critics and top critics like think it's like, I don't know. Top critics apparently think it's freaking great, but I don't see it. Like,
you know, like every time a critic's not like something and I watch it, it's always like terrible. And I'm starting to think like the critics are like so out of touch with people like. You know, like they're just so out of touch.
I'm wondering if there's some like artsy characteristic about it that like they think is gonna take off. Also, I'm confused. Why is this not on Disney Plus if it's Marvel?
Because it's adult humor. Like, you know, like there was like, remember their arms getting chopped off? Whenever something, so they own Hulu, Disney. So whenever there's something more adult, they put it on.
Gotcha. And I guess they did talk about like sex and whatnot.
Yeah, there was some like weird line. Is it suicide? And like you googled how to kill yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. So like, what did you think of the whole like family dynamic with him? I didn't think he was gonna have a family, but he does, and the wife seems completely normal.
Yeah, that's not in the comic. That's just added to the. It was weird because again, like this is really weird now what they do, and they. Sometimes they'll like now have families and they're all like different nationalities, but it's like, well, how are they related? Like, why does the daughter look like him and she's in like this robot machine, but the son is like Jewish and the mom's like Latino? Like, so where are all these people coming? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how does that work? Is she, unless she's having affairs, and she did she have an affair to have that son? Like,
unless maybe like MODOK's Jewish.
I don't know.
You know, that, and then maybe, like maybe. Pass
I don't
down.
Know. I don't know what I don't know what religion he is in the comics, but you know what?
I think it's funny that like they picked that like one person, like one child got like it's not like, and I love how too it's like the kids either got MODOK's powers or whatever, or like the mom's lack of powers. And it's like they couldn't have gotten anywhere in the middle. It had to be one or the other, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And also, too, he was ugly. And, like, if that woman's saying she's an influencer, why is she with MODOK?
I think the humor is that he's ugly, but he has, like, a regular wife. I think that's supposed to be the humor. I don't know. There's a lot of things that, like, on paper sound good, but they didn't really do anything with it. Like, even, like, seeing Iron Man, it was like, oh, Iron Man. And, like, the whole joke is he had Iron Man's boot, but he didn't really do anything with the, like, that didn't go anywhere.
All he said that he was going to, like, have his wife sleep on the couch so he could sleep in his marital bed with Iron Man's boot. Mm-hmm. That just kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like that was supposed to be a funny line, but it weirded me out a bit.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. I blame you for this entire thing. But...
Blame me?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to come? I mean, I like the idea of, like, seeing. But, like, you know, in a broader sense, like, I really do like the idea of, like, seeing the world view from, like, the villain's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I like that whole, like, twist on, like, you know, rather it's seeing from the hero side, see it from the villain side. But this one was just, like, poorly executed.
Yeah. It wasn't very good, no.
So is MODOK, like, does he actually show up in, like, Iron Man movies?
He shows up in the comics, and I think in the cartoons he's been around, but, like, not in the, he's not been in the movies yet, no.
Okay. Is he supposed to have a big head? I'm guessing that's
the... Yes, that's how it looks in the comics.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how he looks in the comics. But I don't know. It just he's usually not this, like, silly, but he just looks silly. I mean, he's always looked like this in the comics. So, like, I think they're playing on, like, how stupid he looks in the show. But, like, he doesn't have a family. He doesn't have kids. This is all added for the show. So
they're humanizing him a little.
Yeah, it's kind of. But it wasn't really funny. Like, even the joke about Google taking over and then him getting, like, paid leave. It just, none of it was funny. Yeah.
Right. Is he supposed to be super smart? Is that why his head's so big?
That's why his head's so big. Because he's so smart. You're smart, your head gets bigger.
Yeah, because your brain's so big. So much processing. Blah, 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 blah. But whatever. I mean, I guess the most action I thought I saw in the show was when he, like, was in his wife's brain and was, like, making her fight the dude.
Mm-hmm. That was fight the Google guy.
Yeah, fight the bad guy's bad guy. Company,
but it was basically Google.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It was, like, Fumble or something. Like, it sounded like Bumble, but it wasn't. But, yeah, I say this is definitely a flop. I would pay attention to any other show that's out there.
I feel like people are just watching it because it has Marvel, the Marvel name, but really, it really doesn't really do anything with it. So I say thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Was this Marvel's first animated?
I mean, they've had animated shows when I was a kid, and, like, this is, like, the first, like, adult animated, like, Family Guy or something.
But the one from, like, Disney is what I'm saying. Like, Marvel, when Disney took over.
Oh, no, they've had, like, ones for kids that are on Disney Plus that were on Disney XD. That, you know that channel, Disney XD?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they had those. Did you see iCarly's back? Did you see the trailer?
I did. I think I saw it on TikTok, actually, the trailer for it. Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok where it said that, like, Gibby isn't coming back, nor Sam. And I guess Gibby was kind of, like, done being, like, being made fun of for being the big guy.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of, like, took a toll on him. And then I know, like, Jeanette McCurdy was just, like...
Well, I think some things happened to her by some older men backstage, but...
Maybe. Well, I was about to say, we can talk about this offline a little bit more. I know we have our opinions about this stuff, but...
Yeah,
It looks like it should be good, though.
Well, it's nice to be... It's nice to think Miranda Cosgrove is hot on a TV show without being a weirdo, so that's nice.
I know. I hope they don't. Is it run by Nickelodeon? Who's doing it?
It's on Paramount Plus. So it's all new writers and stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I wonder how
that creepy guy isn't in charge anymore. So that's
good. I was about to say, I wonder how they got the rights from Nickelodeon.
Paramount Plus owns Nickelodeon.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully they're not creepy anymore.
Yeah. Hopefully. Well, these are older women now. So hopefully they'll be able to be like, don't touch me or something. I'm like, you know, who knows? Let's see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
I mean, it won't happen on camera, so let's see what happens. It's going to happen on camera, like in the middle of the episode. The producer's going to be like, hey, come here, give me your butt. Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be a hit, to be honest. Even if people haven't seen it before.
I think on Paramount, yeah, I think people are good. I mean, they still rerun, because I used to, when I had DirecTV, I would leave Teen Nick on during the day. Like, I would just always leave the TV on a while ago. Now I don't, but I used to. And they rerun iCarly 20 times a day on Teen Nick.
Like, I also saw something that, like, Miranda Cosgrove was, like, one of the highest paid child actresses.
Of all time, yeah.
Of all time. Because she started out really young as in School of Rock. And then she started, like, Drake and Josh as a main character. So, like, she was paid, like, a stupid amount per episode, like, compared to, like, you know, Miley Cyrus or these other people on other networks and shows and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's wild. So that's how. What else do you want? Are you watching anything?
Still binging Modern Family. It's a slow burn, but I am really happy about it. Let's see, Schitt's Creek here and there, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I'm kind of like, I'm in between a lot of shows right now.
Okay.
In between. So yeah. What about you? What are you watching?
Not much. I watch Smallville once a day because I'm rewatching all the DC TV shows. I'm up to season 6 of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the All American Rejects just showed up to play at like a party for them. You remember that band? Okay.
Yeah, I remember that band. I never saw the show, but I remember the band.
And that's they played It Ends Tonight, so I've been listening to that because that song like took me back. I forgot about that song.
Oh, and you know what else I watched? The Eurovision finale.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Oh, I didn't.
That was something.
That was something?
Yeah, Italy won. Mm-hmm. Well, what was crazy was like UK got like 0 votes from the judges and like the public. I'm like, I didn't think the UK song was that bad. But yeah, it's 0 votes. But then Italy won and they're like, the whole band's like my age, maybe like a year or so younger. They're like a punk band, whatever. Anyway, they freaking slap. They're, really? It's an Italian band with a Dutch name called, I think it's like Maneskin or something. It's Dutch, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So their winning song was Zidi and Bioni, Buoni. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong. But yeah, that was their winning song. And like their music just is so good. So I'm like, I hope they take off.
That's great. That's cool. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I never saw that. I didn't even know that was a thing until a year ago when they canceled it. So.
Oh yeah, or when they the Eurovision movie came out. Did you ever watch that with Will Ferrell?
Yes, yes. I didn't even know that was a serious thing, but I mean, whatever. I'm reading that book, Dr. Zhivago. So I think I'm gonna try to read. I know I'm gonna fail, but I think I'm gonna try to finish it tonight. It's just like move on to 1958. So I want to get into the 60s. So
you are so far. That's like 30 books.
37 books.
That is wild.
Yeah, this is the 37th book. So
that's crazy.
The next book is kind of like about hipsters in the 50s. So
that's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm reading, this is like, I just finished The Odyssey. So now I'm like kind of in between book mode before I go to the beach and binge a lot of books. Well, I'm hoping at least like 4 or whatever. But
when you're on vacation?
Yeah, I'm hoping 4 or 3 books I can get through. But anyway, so right now I'm reading a Harlan Coben one called Gone for Good. And Harlan Coben's like a pretty popular mystery writer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of book I'm reading right now.
Awesome. Well,
all these people are disappearing. Ooh, scary.
Being murdered or just vanished?
Both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, you know, but like, it's funny because like I'm after reading The Odyssey, where obviously it's a big poem and like Homer writes in like these huge, long, elaborate sentences and half the words I don't even understand. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, then I switched to this Harlan Coben book and it's like everything's written present tense or past tense, short sentences, and like all the information is just like coming at you right away. So I'm like, wow, what a nice change of pace. Like now I'm like, I don't have to like think about what's happening. I'm just fed all the information. Like it's just being told to me. So it's easier to understand at least.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to finish this Russian book. So far, so good. We'll see what happens. Dr. Zhivago. And then I want to watch the movie because the movie, it was a huge movie in the 60s. So
that's exciting. I like when books have like, especially the older books have a movie. Then it's like, oh, I can kind of like, I like seeing like the
differences.
The differences and like the cinematic like depiction of what it is. Because I find that like if I read a book and then I watch the movie, sometimes I'm like, oh, I like pictured this to be like a little different.
Yeah, that's what I got with like I was trying to watch 1984 and like I was like, oh yeah, this isn't exactly what I pictured. But you know, I gotta finish that movie. Except sometimes when they're so rigid to the book, it's almost like boring to watch. Like I don't know, it sounds stupid, but I'm like, can you deviate a little bit from the book to make it like more exciting for me, you know? Although if you deviate from the book, it's not the same story. So, you know what I mean?
Right. Then people get upset or whatever. But yeah, I think sometimes too, it's like, because I feel like right now, like a lot of shows or whatever, movies are either reboots or they're like based off of a book or something rather than like something original. So I feel like if you're going to make a movie about a book or a TV show, fine. But like, I feel like putting your own, like a little bit of your own creative liberties in there isn't a bad thing, because it's not like you're making an original piece anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well,
just my two cents.
Well, I agree with you. All right. Well, that's the podcast. We're not doing next week because Ashley's a racist and has to go on vacation.
Darn it. I'm very excited for vacation, though. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with more reviews. So thanks. Don't watch MODOK, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.